Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove it or just somewhat?
Very strongly, to the highest fertility of strength, I disapprove.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as governor?
What is he doing?
Well, we want to know if you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing.
I don't see him doing any job. I have no opinion because I don't think he's doing anything.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of him?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat?
Wholeheartedly, strongly.
I'm voting for him
if he gets on the ballot.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kennedy.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
I disapprove of everything he does.
So do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Is it a word stronger than strongly?
I'm afraid there's not.
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Strongly disapprove, right?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Now for something different. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Say it again.
Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No, I don't understand why we have billions to send overseas, but everything here gets cut and tax us more. But they find all this money to go abroad. Like, I think politics in this country is just the long con. Like, I think Donald Trump is what's best for America. I would not support no more taxes. They take enough of my money.
So would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
I think that the mass transit, I just had this conversation today, a lot of people commute, and it's not good. A lot of people don't drive or carpool. They get by on public transportation, and it's not good at all.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Stolen firearms?
Yes.
Yeah, it should.
So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Wait a minute. You're saying stolen, like they have someone's gun that they stole?
Yeah, stolen firearm.
Yes, I think that should be a felony, definitely. I strongly agree.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I don't know how to answer that because I don't think that street dealers put fentanyl on the street. So I think if they lock up the people that's putting it on the street for 10 years, not the person that's selling it, the person that's giving it to them to sell, and it's not like, no, I don't think so. I think if somebody, they should do more for drug treatment.
Okay. So would you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it?
I would oppose it strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Way too much.
Thank you. Now for something different. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people with during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Say it again. You said pregnancy resource centers offer services, not abortion?
Yes. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. So we want to know
I think that's a good thing.
So do you strongly favor it or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Hey, wait a minute. You saying that if they're 12 and under and they have a firearm, they can't be arrested?
Yes, they cannot be arrested.
Is what it is this real?
Is
this real?
Yeah.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay. So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat, because I think each case is different. But I think that they should be held accountable.
Oh, so for the purpose of the question was, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
No. Are you saying that that is a law or they're trying to make it a law?
Oh, they try to
that they
change.
Won't be arrested.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
So I want to understand, you're saying now that law is in effect, that someone under 12 can't be arrested. That is now a law?
That is now a law.
Or they're trying to make it a law?
They're trying to change it.
So that
they
can't?
Can be arrested? So that be arrested?
No. I think they need help. I think a child that age needs help, not jail. Sending them to jail.
Okay, so somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Strongly opposed. People who live here don't even have affordable health care. How can we give immigrants health care? And it's a lot of people in this country that sleep on the street. That don't make sense to me.
Thank you very much. Now, for something different. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly?
Never.
Occasionally?
Never. They take enough of my money.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem? Or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Thank you. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you very much. Now, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
To beat people kids?
Maryland
you said
teachers.
Strike, go on strike, or say it
go
again.
On. Yeah, do you support
I support it.
Okay. Do you strongly support it or so much?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they can take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
Yes,
no?
I would.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases, abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
It should be legal in all cases that somebody want to have an abortion. I believe in the right to choose.
Thank you very much. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last few track of the questions. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Yes, I support it.
Do you strongly favor it or just...
I strongly favor it. My sister-in-law works the NFL and she works hard and she don't make nothing.
Thank you very
much. She lives on the tips.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that, man. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm a Democrat, but I would still vote for Trump.
Thank you very much. And if the 2024 Democratic primary elections were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S.
Donald
Senate?
Donald Trump.
That's fine. For whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsebrooks and David Trone?
I don't know too much about David. I guess Angela. I don't know him.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Or candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently County Executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the elections were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidate A or Candidate B?
Candidate B.
Candidate B. Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, African-American, other?
I'm African-American, but that's not why I would vote for her.
That's fine. Thank you. This is just for classification purposes, by the way.
Okay.
Now, what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, like Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
I'm not religious, more spiritual.
Thank you. And with this, I think, yes, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
We How really did you get my name? How did you get my name for this? Yes, for this survey.
I'm not sure. I don't see your name, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think because our numbers are, our numbers are randomly generated by computer from voter databases in your area.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Not really sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
you very
you.
Much for your time. Yeah.
It's a really
thank
good survey.
Thank you very much.
Have
a wonderful
you have a good day.
Man.
You too.